My daughter called me the other day. She was very excited. She'd seen a frog and a mosquito. Both of those things had not been seen around here the last few years, and they've only come back because the rain's falling, and it seems like it's falling in buckets around the state. But really, it only seems to be in buckets. Rainfall amounts are above average, and it feels like a lot after those years of drought. But really, my rain gauge only shows about 9 inches so far. Back east, they've gotten that in one day. And I haven't seen any frogs yet myself, though I'm looking forward to their return. My place used to be swarming with those tiny tree frogs, and I miss them. It's been interesting to watch the ground change with the rains. At first, the water was absorbed slowly, like the ground was reluctant to accept the gift of moisture after being dry for so long. But now, several months into our rain season, the ground is drinking it all in just like it used to, and the water is welcome. El Nino is still ahead, perhaps not arriving until later in February or maybe March, and we'll see what happens then and what it delivers. It's the unusual nature of California rain, the fact that we get it all in one season, that reminds me of how California's weather is so different than anyone else's. This is the time of year I like to post pictures on my Facebook page for my Eastern family to see. I only put up the pictures with bright sunshine and people outside in shirt sleeves, no jackets in sight. You know, those folks in cold country, they don't need to know any different. Where they are, there's snow and cold and misery with the bright days of spring still months away. Here, we're about to have bud break, and very soon we'll have the gorgeous floral displays of the orchards. Days like that, you got to love California. I'm Lynn Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.